name is Rafael Binha, and I do research on role-playing games. That means tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons, online role-playing games like The Secret World or World of Warcraft, and live-action role-playing games where you actually put on costumes and play out a different role. Role-playing as a cultural practice is far more than just hitting at dragons, rolling dice, or clicking the mouse. It is not enough that we in our internet age have learned to participate in media. We need more to make sense of what we do. Those three forms of role-playing games that I have mentioned differ in the use of chosen materials and resources, and in different relationships between producers of the games and the role players. From this, I ask myself, what role do materials and practices play in the exploration of new identities and experiences possible in collaboratively created fictional worlds? Using the method of actor network theory by Latour and Calonne and John Law, I explore the net of materials, practices, and actors, like role players and producers, in order to find out who is changing and influencing whom. Understanding the synergy of role-playing practices and the daily practices in the digital age of participatory media will open our eyes to the cultural demands of the 21st century. Rafael Binha, Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences, Maastricht University, the Netherlands. It is my first year in graduate school, and the title of my thesis is Role Players Creating Networks, Fan Practices in RPG, MMORPG, and LARP.